This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
The story of Jesus that we tell during Holy Week begins as a story of resistance. Jesus parades into Jerusalem as his followers wave branches and throw cloaks down for him to walk on. He is not on a horse, but a donkey. He is coming to the city at the time of the Passover feast, where everyone is already gathered. And in this same moment, Pontius Pilate, the prefect of Roman Judea, would have been parading into the city as well, heading to the palace of Herod the Great. His would have been a show of strength and wealth in order to show his might. He would have ridden war horses, and his armies would have been carrying banners and wearing armor. This creates a stark contrast to start the week. On one side, you have strength and power. On the other, you have Jesus' ragtag bunch of freshly healed and empty-handed outcasts. The very next scene after this shows Jesus angry in the temple and flipping over the tables of the money changers. Resistance is a distinct hallmark of Holy Week. And so for us, it often becomes the besetting issue or the main theme in our story. And as such, it becomes one of sadness and struggle. And to be fair, that's because it is sad. There is struggle. The hero dies after being mocked and stripped and humiliated and pierced. He resists the powers and principalities, and then he loses his life. But our story doesn't start there, and it certainly doesn't end there. Because if we zoom back out from Holy Week, as we did tonight, we can see that our story is something quite a bit more than sadness with a side of struggle. Our story, after all, doesn't start on Palm Sunday. It starts way back before Isaiah, even before Kings or Judges or even Exodus. It starts in the beginning with Genesis. And as John tells us in his gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word, of course, being Jesus. This means, if Jesus was in the beginning with God, this means that what happens here in Holy Week is actually the culmination of thousands of years of God working in the world to show us clearly our own human propensity to sin, to resist, to war with one another and against God. So our week begins with this display of resistance. But that resistance gives way to a bigger truth about God and God's love for us, and it ends in the revelation of who Jesus is, how Jesus came to be, and of God's saving power in the midst of despair. The story ends with God, through Jesus, exposing the truth. It ends with the disciples finding out that it's been God all along. Thanks be, of course, to the women at the tomb for piecing it together and proclaiming it first. They proclaim clearly that it has been God all along, holding God's people to account, carrying them through, forgiving them over and over again, even as they mocked him and hurt him, even as they destroyed him. And the same is true for us today. You see, the besetting issue is not our sin. It is God's providence and capacity to make every single thing that we struggle with into something beautiful. The point of the story isn't the crucifixion, it's the resurrection. We are a people who live perpetually in this cycle of birth, destruction, rebirth, of creation and crucifixion and resurrection. It's how we do. This cross isn't here to remind us of our capacity for cruelty. This cross is here to remind us that God can make even the most awful things beautiful. The theme of our story in humanity isn't sin, friends, it's love. God didn't put us here just to sin. That doesn't even make sense. We're here to experience and create love. We are here to co-create with God, utilizing the beauty that is inherent within us. You are here with God's Spirit within you to help facilitate renewal and creation with God. So do not worry over the powers and principalities of this world. Do wave your palms and shout Hosanna. Do face the powers and principalities with resistance. Go ahead and flip the tables. Demand justice, show up in love, and defend the ragtag bunch of outcasts and heal them while you're at it. But don't worry over the suffering loved ones. If we look around us and realize that we are trapped in the cruelty part, it's only because we are mid-cycle. As soon as the destroying is over, we will come once again to the resurrection. And that's a promise. It happens every day all around us. All of creation experiences death and resurrection. We are made, we are broken, and we are remade again. Like a seed that is broken open or a cocoon that gives way to the butterfly inside, we too are broken open, so that we may grow as God intended us to, for the purpose of God's great glory and love. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.